This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Sam Bagchi. Dr. Bagchi is the Executive Vice President and Chief Clinical Officer of Christus Health. Christus Health is truly a remarkable system, both headquartered in Texas, but also in Latin America. Really a remarkable system in terms of excellence and compassion. I'm thrilled to get to visit with Dr. Bagchi today. Dr. Bagchi, can I ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure thing. So I appreciate the background, and it's a great pleasure to be here with you today. As the Chief Clinical Officer, you know, really my job is to improve the caregiving experience and help improve health outcomes. And underneath that is our relentless focus on quality improvement of patient safety, clinical informatics, clinical analytics, clinical research, and our clinical operations. But first and foremost, for me, it's all about the caregiver experience. Over the last year, we know that's been a very difficult experience for our frontline staff, our physicians, our nurses, our pharmacists, our respiratory therapists. It's been tough. And so what I've learned in this type of a role, and then particularly at Christus, is I can't get my quality agenda, I can't get my clinical growth agenda, I can't get my safety agenda advanced if our caregivers aren't engaged and if they don't feel supported. And so that's really what the focus and theme of my role is at Christus Health.
And so just take a moment, talk about the evolution of your career into Chief Clinical Officer, and then articulate for us, and I know you sort of did so there, top three priorities in the role. And I know that the role right now starts with, particularly this year, taking care of your caregivers. Talk about your evolution of the role and top three priorities.
Yeah, the evolution of the role for me personally, you know, I really got into leadership through as a hospitalist and hospital-focused physician who's very passionate about technology and using technology to drive improvement and to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of our caregivers. And that's daunting in and of itself. Oftentimes, you know, people feel like technology's happening to them, not helping them. And so that's really something we've focused a lot on here at Christus. But if you think about how that's evolved over the last couple of years, particularly in Chief Clinical Officer role, I really have had to think a lot more about the culture we're creating, the things that are obstacles to our caregivers' days, what our patients are experiencing as obstacles to getting care, how are we doing the right things at the right time, the right place for our patients and for our caregivers. And so that's been a little bit of a shift in focus from what I did earlier on you know, clinical protocols and more technical focus on quality and safety, which are all very important, but all could be slowed down if your culture is not in the right place. And that's what I love about Christus Health. Our focus on safety, reliability, and quality has really helped put the right context for success in place for us to do those other initiatives that actually reach our patients and reach our caregivers. But in terms of the top three initiatives, you know, it's hard not to think about the pandemic and the imprint the pandemic has had on our lives and in our organization when I think about these priorities. And so number one is back to basics. It's a recapturing of our operating principles, which really we never let go of because we use them to drive our response to the pandemic. But it's getting back to what are the basics of care we missed out on in 2020? What are the you know, preventative health measures and you know, screening measures that maybe people delayed or forestalled? You know, I was struck to learn that 50% decrease in cancer diagnoses in 2020, both in terms of missed screenings and also those clinical diagnoses that just weren't made last year. So really thinking about getting the basics right first before we reinvent ourselves. And I think that's going to help us make up that lost ground in terms of people that missed out on preventive health or other care that they needed to get that they didn't get in 2020. So that's a big focus for us. And back to basics at Christus Health means, you know, a focus on the efficiency of our organization, a focus on how we can get people in all of our different front doors. And so I would say the second focus is growth, and how do we use the response, the wonderful response we've had to the pandemic and the focus on safety and quality to now reinvite our community back into the hospitals, back into our clinics. Those are areas where people haven't always felt comfortable over the last year coming back in. We love virtual care. We think virtual care is a permanent part of the landscape. We thought that before the pandemic, and we've doubled down on that since the pandemic, but there's certain elements of care that can't be delivered virtually. The procedures that people need for chronic or severe pain, procedures that people need for screening, those are all things that we have to do in person, and we have to build confidence in the communities we serve. And really a focus on growth to offset possibly what I think we're expecting to be a lower total utilization of healthcare in 2021. As people get back to work, as people focus on recapturing their personal lives, we don't think healthcare is going to be number one on the list for a lot of people. So we need to win market share. We need to invite people that weren't part of Christus Health before the pandemic or during the pandemic to come see us in our clinics, in our hospitals, in our emergency rooms, wherever they need care. And then finally, it's clear that the pandemic spotlighted the insiders and outsiders of healthcare, people that outside of the traditional healthcare environment that haven't received primary care, preventive care, or treatment for their chronic conditions really fared much worse, as during this pandemic. And so for us, health equity is so important, and it's actually key, in my view, to growth. When we think about when Medicaid and coverage has been expanded across the country, that hasn't happened in all the markets that we serve at Christus. We expect that to start to shift. But coverage also, it's been clear in the last year, doesn't mean that there's health equity. So just having health insurance doesn't mean that you get all the services you need, or that you have access to all the services you need, or probably most compellingly, that you trust the traditional insider health industry. So a lot of our Black and Brown communities, our rural communities, haven't had the access to health care, preventive care that they need. And so we're really trying to open the doorway wider, understand and listen to those communities, and build trust so that people that have been either marginalized or ignored by the mainstream insider health system will start to get more confident in coming to get the care they need. And that's the top three things. But obviously underneath all those three things, there's innumerable initiatives we could do. And I think the most important thing to take away from what I just shared is you've got to focus on the things that are going to have the biggest impact and are going to make the biggest difference for the communities that you serve.
No, I think your points on both focusing on what's most important and what's going to have the biggest impact, not just to do a million different things, but the most impactful things. We talked about a different subject that plays into taking care of caregivers and being a leader and being a boss and those kinds of things is, you're a graduate of Indiana University. Indiana University's got one of the most storied basketball programs in the history of the NCAA. It's got, one of the most interesting coaches ever in Coach Bobby Knight. Coach Bobby Knight was known as sort of the general, very hard charging, not a soft leader, but he ultimately ran out of favor as that style of leadership really became unfavored. What three pieces of advice would you give to Coach Knight to improve the way that he deals with caregivers and improves his leadership style? What would you tell him to make him a modern day Bobby Knight?
Well, that's a great analogy, and it's a tough time to answer that question during March Madness and to have the Indiana Hoosiers on the sidelines for the fourth year in a row. So it really hit me hard when I saw that question was going to come up. But I would say right now, and advice I would have for leadership at this time is, you know, a focus on optimism. Because it wasn't easy to say that a year ago. I was the guy telling everybody this is going to be a 12 to 18 month event last year this time. And that wasn't popular. That was difficult. That's where building a plan and planning ahead was important. I think at this time, I'm extremely optimistic that we're turning the corner, that we need to be thinking big about our opportunities in 2021 and beyond. You heard me talk about growth. I mean, that's so important for us, because we know there's so much unmet need in healthcare today. So I think taking that very optimistic mindset is both appropriate, it's warranted, and it's necessary to have success. We can't be cynical or pessimistic or stay in the bunker. Frank, right now it's time to get out of the bunker. The other thing I would say is, something that Bob Knight was renowned for, and that I would say is critical for the success of leaders in healthcare right now, is passion. He was a very passionate leader. And if you're not passionate about healthcare as a leader, please go work in another industry. I mean that, because as a physician, I've experienced a whole spectrum of different leaders in healthcare. And obviously I'm passionate to help patients, to help communities we serve. But when I don't see that same or some level of passion in my colleagues or peers or even competitors, it's demoralizing to me. And I think we need passionate leaders, and you have to be passionate about healthcare and about helping people. And so we've seen the pandemic bring the best out of some of our best leaders, and those individuals that really leaned into the challenge, that thrived and demonstrated the skill sets that they have during this difficult time, are the leaders that I'm looking to advance and to really give more opportunities to. Others we saw, lean out, disappear, fade out. And I think those, if that happened for whatever reason, I think we really have to contemplate, is healthcare the right field? Is leadership the right role? I think the last thing I'd say about the Bobby Knight School of Leadership, and it takes me back to the beginning, is he was laser focused on the fundamentals. And the fundamentals are what we need right now. That means, expense management. That means being very strategic about opening doors and shutting doors on initiatives that are either working or not going to work. It means, making sure your technique is good. And I think whether that's a clinical process, a revenue cycle process, we've all adapted to the pandemic. But in that adaptation, did we skip some steps? Did we lose some of the discipline that we had previously? I think that's really what's going to win the day. And I think it's the trait that Bobby Knight was so focused on. It was so fun to watch the discipline that his teams played with. And so, I hope we see that come back to healthcare in 2021. I hope we see it come back to my Indiana Hoosiers with a new coach this year.
So Dr. Bagshi, I love that sort of focus on optimism, passion, and the fundamentals. And so it sounds like Coach Knight for today's generation would need some minor refinements, because he certainly starts with the fundamentals and the passion, but maybe just the softer side of Bobby Knight coming out would help him be today's leader versus yesterday's leader. And anyways, Dr. Bagshi, what a remarkable job Chris has helped us, in all seriousness, with passion and excellence and quality and taking care of the underserved. It's really a remarkable story about what Christmas does both here and in Latin America. I hear the story often, and I can't hear it enough about how impactful Christmas Health is. I appreciate you taking the time as Chief Clinical Officer to spend some time with us today, Dr. Bagshi. What a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing our story. I appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.